I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hello, hackers. I won't lie, I know how long it's been. No, I don't actually know. But it's been some time since the last episode. And I'll probably get to that another time. I'm going to share with you today something I just realized. Can you hear the curly birds out there? They're curlews, and they are the birds of death. Apparently. But they hang around near my house, because my house is near a graveyard. So, yeah. Death is just a part of life. It's nothing to be afraid of. Recently, well, the other day, okay, I was at work and I was in the kitchen just making myself a cup of tea or something, and it's the door into the kitchen is right, like it's at the end of the hallway, and just before the kitchen door is the men's bathroom. And I could hear someone coming out as I was coming out of the kitchen. And I'm coming out, I have a hot drink in one hand and I have a hot water bottle in the other because I have a sore tummy that day. And this person comes out of the men's bathroom and I'm coming through the doorway, and yet he turns into the kitchen and just kind of like makes, I had to like jump out of the way because he was like just coming through. Like he saw me, he looked down at me because he's quite tall, and just like barged on through. I was lucky to get out of his way. He didn't say a word to me, which is so interesting because at work, normally everyone says hello to each other, and he didn't say a single thing. I went back to my desk and I was like, okay. I told my friend, and she was like, oh, and I'm like, maybe he's having a rough day. But at the same time, and then there's this part of me that's like, what? He doesn't like me? What? I've kind of like struggled with this a bit in life. It's like, oh my God, does that person not like me? And I always remember someone saying to me, Belle, do you actually want the respect of that person? Like, is that person a person that you would look to for, like, do you even respect that person? Do you want their respect? Like, what kind of person do you have to be in order for them to like you? Like, do you have, so if you can't be you, then who do you have to be for them to like you? And it just kind of occurred to me, like, we don't want everyone to like us and respect us. In fact, if everyone liked us and respected us, which is like impossible, but really, like, you don't want that because not everyone's moral compass is the same as yours. So if you were a person who really stood for something and this other person was like on the opposite end of that, and they were just a person that you would never see eye to eye, and to you they were a bad person, like maybe they're not actually bad, well, maybe they are, maybe it's like a rapist or something like that. Do you really want that person's respect? What kind of person would you have to be to get a rapist's respect? Like, you wouldn't want to be that person. And it's really quite crazy because we think we want people to like us, but we don't think about them. Like, we just think of them more as like a person to like us and not actually who they are as a person. I listened to this man, this same man who nearly ran me out the way, talking the other day, and I just listened to the words he was saying and I was like, wow, you're really revealing some poor character traits in what you're saying right now. Like, I don't really like this about you. So why would I want this person who I don't really like? Like, I don't like them. Like, if I Like, I would never try and hang out with this person. I would never try and be friends with them. Like, we're co-workers. So, yes, of course, you just be, like, polite to them just because, like, well, you work in the same space. So you may as well. And what's the harm? But be friends? No. Like, I wouldn't put any energy into that. Like, you only have so much energy, so put it in a place that counts and a place that actually means something to you. And trying to be friends with people who you don't even like, that's just a waste of your time. And so tonight I was like, I love to do Instagram stories, okay? And tonight, well, some friends and I, we often gather and do things like ritual things and read cards, do card readings and stuff like that, which is quite witchy. And I'm just, some of my friends on my feed are just not that way at all. They're just definitely not. They're like, that would be demonic to them. And Belle, what the hell are you doing playing, getting involved in this, you know? And so like part of me is like, oh, I don't know if I really want to share this, but just only because of what that person might think of me or those people might think of me. And then I'm just like, hang on. Do I really care what that person thinks of me? Like, if this is a person who committed crimes against my own friendship, like, why would I then care what they think? You know, you really gotta, because you know that saying, the people who care don't matter, and the people fuck, I messed it up. The people who mind don't matter, and the people who matter don't mind. Okay, so my mom is a person who's definitely not down with what I've been doing lately, but she's a person who matters, and she's a person who, while she's not like thrilled, she's like, Belle, I'm not worried. Like, whatever. She still loves me regardless because she's a person that matters. She doesn't mind. And the same is to be said for every time you speak your truth. The people who are going to want to disown you are not going to be people that matter in your life, because they would never let it ever come to that. I have friends who, they mean so much to me, and family, obviously, that means so much to me that it wouldn't matter. Like, if they did something... There are some friends and family who, if they did something, I'd be like, fuck off. That's all I need. That was the excuse I was looking for to get rid of you. But that's exactly it. That is the excuse that someone was looking for to get rid of you. If you do something that they don't like and then they cut ties with you, that was just the excuse. They already wanted that excuse. They were looking for it and you gave it to them. And thank goodness you did, because don't waste energy on people who won't support you. So the reason I'm sharing this today is just because I was actually surprised by how much it didn't really upset me about that guy after realizing, like, I don't actually, why would I care what that person thinks? Like, I don't respect them. So why would I care if they like me? Why would I care if a person who I don't respect likes me? Like, well, you're not going to please everyone. And if someone I do respect us, like, doesn't like me, well, that's... That's upsetting. But then how could I respect someone who doesn't like me? Because they're obviously so fucked up that they don't even like me. So what's wrong with them? There's something not right with them. And so cut them off. But yeah, I just wanted to share that today. I hope it touches someone. Honestly, keep being you, keep sharing your truth. And if that doesn't resonate with someone else, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't matter. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Don't be afraid to share you because you're afraid of what someone who you don't even respect thinks of you. You don't have to keep fighting for likes, fighting for people to like you, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You feel sick. You make yourself small just to appease someone who will never be appeased. If they don't respect you, what's the point? You don't want the respect of everyone. Remember that. Not everyone is worthy of your respect, And if they respected you, it would actually be a show of who you are. Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to share tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back soon. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.